Easter means rising. 这个复活节，这个 Easter 就是 Easter 就是复兴复活的意思。
Easter means resurrected.
Amen, Hallelujah. 让我们一同翻到圣经，我们一同来看耶稣复活的记载，在约翰福音二十章。
Let's read how the Bible has recorded the resurrection of Christ.
我们要读一段蛮长的圣经，让我们慢慢来读。我们从第一节二十章的第一节到二十三节，让我们一边读一边思想耶稣的复活。
We'll be reading John 20, verse 1 to 23.
好，我们也可以看这个前面的大荧幕。好，我们一同来读。七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓那里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了，玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他们说，妇人，你为什么哭？他说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说，妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说，玛利亚，玛利亚，就转过来用希伯来话对他说，拉伯利，拉伯利，就是夫子的意思。耶稣说，不要摸我，因还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄哪里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主，他有将主对他说的话告诉他们。那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中对他们说，愿你们平安。说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹一口气说，你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。让我们在这低头祷告。好嘞。
Let's bow our heads for word of prayer.
好嘞。天父，我们赞美你，我们来到你的面前，我们敬拜你。
Father, we praise you, we come before you to worship you.
主，我们仰望你是复活得胜的主。
Lord, we focus on you because you're the resurrected Lord.
主啊，你当年如何向门徒，向玛利亚显现？
But how you reveal yourself to your disciples.
让他们遇见你。
So that they may meet you.
今天早上你也同样的向我们每一个弟兄姊妹显现说话。
Lord, I ask that you reveal to us yourself, Lord.
让我们能够遇见你成为我们复活大能生命的主。
So we can see you face to face and see the face of the living God.
我们一切都改变。
And then we will change.
主啊，因着你复活的大能。
Because of your resurrected power.
祷告仰望奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
今天早上我们愿意从这段经文来思想三方面的重点。
Through this scripture, we're going to...
Three important themes.
We'll go through three points.
第一个重点就是让我们看看当年的门徒如何信了复活的主。
We're going to see how those disciples believe in the resurrected Lord.
同样我们今天也能够完完全全百分之一百的信这位复活的主。
The same way we will believe in him.
第二，我们看门徒他们当年如何经历复活的主。
And we're going to see how the disciple experienced his resurrection.
因着他们经历了主，他们的生命被改变了。
Because they've experienced the Lord, they have changed.
第三，同样我们要效法这位复活的主。
And the third point is that we need to imitate the resurrected Lord.
特别第一点，我们一同来思想主的复活。
And the first point we have to examine how God was resurrected.
主耶稣基督复活可以说是人类有历史以来古今中外最重要的一件事。
Christ's resurrection is the most important thing in the history of mankind.
我们在人类的历史里面找不到另外一件事情，任何一件事情或者任何的一个发明比耶稣的复活更重要。
We cannot find another event in history that it's more important than the resurrection of Christ.
更有价值，更有意义。
That is as valuable and as important.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣的复活太重要，太宝贵。
Because his resurrection is too precious and too important.
耶稣的复活代表了三方面的意义。
Christ's resurrection represented three things.
耶稣的复活代表了什么？
What did it represent?
代表了耶稣他战胜了死亡。
It represents that Christ has victorious over death.
死亡不能再拘禁他。
Death cannot hold him.
死亡不是人类最后的终局。
Death is not the final destination of man.
这件事情对我们重不重要？
Is this important to us?
死亡不再成为你的最后终局。
Because death is not your final destination.
因为耶稣已经复活了。
Because Christ is resurrected.
从来没有一个人能够从死里复活。
There's no one ever that can come back alive.
耶稣他复活了。
But Christ resurrected.
同样耶稣的复活代表他无罪，他的确确是神的儿子。
And it also represents that Christ is sinless, that he is the Son of God.
在罗马书第一章第四节讲到因从死里复活证明他是神的儿子。It's okay, just translate.
Okay. In Romans, it says that because he is resurrected, it proved that God is the Son of God. Christ is Son of God.
第三，因着耶稣的复活应许了他是出熟的果子。
And it also represents that Christ is the first fruit.
我们有没有看过一个树的出熟的果子？
Have you ever seen a first fruit of a tree?
以前我住在 West San Jose, 后面有一棵好大的无花果树。
When I used to live in West San Jose, there's a fig tree in my backyard.
哇，当你看到那个无花果树的出熟的果子又大又红又好。
When you see the first fruits being big and plump and ripe,
之后再过几个礼拜就有很多的无花果呢就会长出来的。
And then after a couple of weeks, there's a lot of fruits being bared in the tree.
Hallelujah, 耶稣是出熟复活的果子。
Because Christ is the first fruit of resurrection.
他如何复活？
How he resurrected.
将来我们也要如何同样的复活？
We will also resurrect.
所以复活的真理是何等的重要，何等的宝贵。
The truth of God's resurrection is very important.
我们怎么知道耶稣真的复活呢？
So how do we know that he really resurrected?
当时的门徒他们怎么知道耶稣真的复活了？
How did his disciple know that he really resurrected?
当时的门徒如何真的信了耶稣复活？
How do they really truly believe that he was alive?
在我们刚才所读的第八节讲到门徒，这个门徒就是门徒约翰。
In John 28, it was,
第八节提到门徒看见就信了。
That John saw and believed.
究竟他看见什么？
What did he see?
耶稣曾经多次的跟门徒讲到他要受害，然后第三天要复活，但是门徒根本听不进去，也不信。
Christ foretold his death and his resurrection before to his disciple, but they never believed.
但是就在那个早上，门徒看见了，要圣经说就信了。
But on that morning, because they've seen, they believed.
哇，耶稣曾经跟他们讲了很多次，很多次复活，但是没有办法。他们能够明白，能够相信。
Even though Christ has told them many, many times before about his resurrection, but they cannot understand.
终于，当他们看见了，他们就信了。
Until that day that they saw, they believed.
究竟他们看见了什么，就让门徒信了。
So what did they see?
他们看见什么？
What did they see?
他们有没有看到这个荣耀复活的主向他们显现？
Did they see, did they first see the revealing of the resurrected Lord?
假如他们真的看到荣耀复活的主，看见了就不叫做真的信了。看见的不算是信。
If they really saw the resurrected body of Christ, that does not mean you believed.
他们没有看到荣耀复活的主向他们显现。
They have not seen that yet.
他们却看到别的东西。
They saw something else.
看到两样的东西。
They saw two things.
我们注意刚才说读了圣经，他们看到什么？啊，看到第一细麻布，第二是裹头巾。
They saw the strip of linen and the burial cloth.
对我们中国人，这两样东西我们很陌生。
For Chinese, we're very
因为我们中国人埋葬先人不会用这种的方式，不会把它包得像个裹巾种这样包起来的，不会这样包的。
We're not familiar with the Jewish culture of burial.
但是对犹太人，他们的习惯就是要用这种的细麻布裹头巾把尸体包住来防腐，加上一些的香料等等的东西。
But it is their custom to use the linen and the cloth to wrap around the body to preserve the body.
所以同样，当耶稣死了，他们把耶稣的身体用这个细麻布一层一层的卷起来包起来。要头也用裹头巾一层一层的卷起来。
So when Jesus died, they used incense and linen to wrap around his body.
这个当这两个门徒，当门徒约翰一看到这两样东西，他就信了耶稣复活。
When the disciples saw those two things, they believed that Christ has resurrected.
究竟他们看到这两种东西有些什么特别，让他们一看了就信了。
So what is the significance of them seeing these two things to believe?
我带了一个小的东西，这个预表耶稣的裹头巾抱着他的头。
I brought a little prop and it represents how.
其实里面是个蓝瓜。
Burial cloth that was wrapping around the head of Christ.
你来出来帮我做一件事情。我的要求就是你不要打开这块布。啊，这块布要完完整整的包住的卷着的。不能够打开这块布，却要把南瓜拿出来。
So、
谁可以做到这个南瓜给你
？I need a volunteer to take out the pumpkin without untying the cloth.
有没有办法？有没有办法？你不打开这块布，这块布要保持它原来的形状，还是圆形的、拱住的、卷住的，却里面的南瓜不见了。
Can you take the pumpkin out, but without losing its shape? It needs to hold in a round shape.
要把这个南瓜拿出来，唯一的方法就是要慢慢慢慢的把这个布解开。
The only way to take the pumpkin out is to untie
and wrap. 解开再解开，哎，出来了。
Then it'll be out.
但是 假如你不把这个布解开，让这个布仍然是卷着这个南瓜拱住卷住的话，有可能吗？
Is there any other way to take the pumpkin out?
当年门徒约翰所看见的那个果头巾卷着的，就是这样的一个情况。里面没有耶稣的身体，没有耶稣的头，但是却是完完整整的卷在那边，包在那边。
John saw the linen and the cloth was still looks like it's wrapping around something, but the body was gone.
不但是那个裹头巾是完整的，没有被解开的，连那个包尸体的细麻布也是完整的，虽然没有卷足，因为它比较宽，所以它陷下去，但是是没有被解开的。
They saw the linen and the cloth that was not even touched.
唯一的解释，耶稣的身体真的是荣耀的复活，超越了空间，超越了一切的捆绑，超越了死亡。
The only explanation is that Christ has resurrected, transpassing all physical barriers.
假如耶稣没有复活，他的尸体是被人挪走的，这个细麻布，这个裹头巾是不可能完完整整的放在那边，而且裹头巾还是拱着卷住的，不可能的。
And there's no way if someone has stole Christ's body that the linen and the cloth is still there completely untouched.
让你把自己想着你就是门徒约翰，你现在走到耶稣的坟墓里面，有没有胆量进这个坟墓？用你灵里的眼睛去看到这个的裹头巾跟细麻布，你看了你也同样会百分之百信，哇，哈利路亚，耶稣真的复活了。
Try to imagine yourself in John's shoe, and if when you see those linen lying there, you would believe too.
所以在圣经里面，这样的记载，让我们真的相信耶稣复活了。
As it was recorded in God's word, we really believe that God has resurrected.
但有些朋友他们说，哦，这是圣经的内证，是自说自话，不足以证明耶稣真的复活。
But someone would say that, you know, this is just internal evidence that the Bible is saying itself is true.
耶稣的复活不但有圣经的内证。
The resurrection of Christ is not just internal evidence in the Bible.
我们更可以在历史当中看到很多的外证。
We also see external evidence in history.
第一个重要的证明。
The first most important one.
耶稣真的复活就是他的空的坟墓。
The physical evidence is that the tomb was empty.
耶稣是明明被埋葬在这个坟墓里面，而且有兵丁昼夜看守他的尸体，现在他的尸体居然不见了，坟墓空了。
Christ died, they put his body in the tomb, and there was soldiers guarding the tomb, and it was empty.
耶稣的尸体不见了，只有两种可能性。
There's only two ways.How it disappeared.
第二可能性就是门徒半夜来把耶稣的尸体偷了。
First one is the disciple came and stole the body.
这个可能性会有吗？
Is it possible?
假如你是门徒，你敢不敢去偷？
If you were the disciple, were you?
你发现这些门徒都躲起来，他们都回乡下，他们都怕得要命。
They were so scared that they locked all their doors in hiding.
说不可能，门徒有这种胆量，就算有这个胆量，也打不过这些兵丁。
There's no way that they can steal it because they could not fight the soldiers.
说不可能，门徒偷了耶稣的尸体。
So that's not possible.
第二个可能性就是耶稣真的按照他所说的复活了。
The second is that God really resurrected as he said.
耶稣的坟墓是空的，到今天2000多年了，还是个空的坟墓，没有他的尸体。
His tomb is empty from then on till now.
犹太人、犹太的兵丁拿不出耶稣的尸体，这个尸体本来是他们所看守的，却他们拿不出耶稣的尸体来。
His body was in the keepings of the soldiers. They could not find it, or they cannot prove that it's still there.
拿出耶稣的尸体，就。证明门徒他们说耶稣复活是个谎言。
If within these 2,000 years they can find the corpse of Christ, then they would be right, and God did not resurrect.
但他们拿不出耶稣的尸体。
But they couldn't.
因为耶稣真的复活了。
Because Christ really resurrected.
不单单这个空的坟墓是个最有力的证明。
It's not just this as the strongest evidence.
我们可以从历史当中看到门徒的改变。
In history, we can see the changing of heart of the disciples.
这些门徒当耶稣被抓被钉的时候，他们都是害怕，他们都是逃走，他们都是躲藏起来。
When Christ was
caught
and being crucified, they were all so scared and they were hiding.
连最勇敢的彼得，他也怎么样啊？
Even the boldest among them, Peter,
一次、两次、三次否认不认耶稣。
He denied Christ 3 times.
但是你发现五旬节之后，所有的门徒完全改变了。
But we see after the Pentecost, all of their hearts have been changed.
他们不但不害怕。
They're not afraid anymore.
他们勇敢地站出来宣讲说耶稣复活了。
They are bold enough to stand in front of their enemies and proclaim that Christ is Lord.
甚至他们为到这个见证，他们被打、被关锁，甚至为主寻道。
They are willing to be martyrs for Christ.
按照教会历史的记载，十二使徒每一位最后都是为主寻道的。
According to the history, all of the disciples were crucified.
让我们想想看。假如你是使徒，耶稣没有真的复活，你会为一个谎言而牺牲一切，牺牲性命吗？
If you were the disciples, would you risk your life for a lie?
除非耶稣真的是复活。
Except Christ really did resurrect.
所以这是一个历史的证据，我们甚至可以看到多马的历史，他去到印度传福音，建立了教会，那边在印度有纪念多马的Thomas Church.
We can see that Thomas actually traveled all the way to India to spread the gospel.
然后彼得按照历史是的确在罗马寻道，道钉十字架而死的，这些历史都是真实的。
And Peter was died on a cross in Roman upside down. Yeah, he was hanged upside down.
所以这一切都证明耶稣真的是复活。
All these can prove that Christ is resurrected.
不但是二个使徒，初代的门徒，他们愿意为主寻道，证明耶稣是复活的主。
Not just the disciples and the first century church.
在主后300年的教会，他们都是受到罗马政府非常厉害的逼迫 persecution.
In the 300 years after Christ resurrected, they were the church has been persecuted.
他们被丢在监牢，丢到狮子坑里面，他们被锯死，被烧死，好多的这些文献的记载。
It was recorded that they were even, all kinds of death that they went through.
300年。
For 300 years.
直到君士坦丁王，罗马皇帝变成了基督徒，他们才不受到逼迫。
Until
Constantine.
That he made Christianity the official religion of the country.
假如耶稣没有复活，初代这三百年的基督徒，他们不可能为主寻道，为主受苦。
If Christ did not resurrect, all these believers of Christ would not lay their life down for Christ.
所以，当我们看这些外面的证据，看历史的事实，我们真的说耶稣复活了。
So when we see that all these evidence, internal and external, we believe that Christ is resurrected.
但是一个更奇妙的证据。
There's another more amazing evidence.
就是今天坐在当中的我们每一位基督徒。
Is each and every one of us sitting here today?
我们每一位都经历到遇到了这位复活的主在我们里面的改变跟大能。
Every one of us experienced the power and resurrect the power of God.
我们每个人都可以见证耶稣真的复活了。
Each one of us can testify that we believe that Christ is alive.
你能够做见证，耶稣如何改变了你
？You can do a testimony saying that God has changed your life.
哇，耶稣真的是一位又真又活的神，在我的生命里面来带领我，在改变我，在帮助我。
Because in all of our lives, God is a Christ is living today.
所以每一个基督徒的见证就是最好的证明，耶稣真的复活了。
The testimony of the believers is the best evidence.
然后第二方面，我们看。在当天耶稣复活的早上，抹大拉的玛利亚跟门徒如何经历了这位复活的主。
The second point, are we going to see how the disciples and Mary of Magdalene experience the living God.
在第十一节讲到玛利亚站在坟墓外面，她在做什么？哇，哭哭啼啼，很伤心，很难过，因为她所爱的主死了，不在了。
In verse 11, it says that Mary was outside the tomb crying because his teacher has died.
真的，生离死别是最痛苦的事情。
Death is the most.
特别是玛利亚深深的爱戴着耶稣。
Mary loved Jesus dearly, and to see that your loved one died, it's.
因为耶稣曾经在他身上赶出了七个鬼，释放了他，拯救了他，洁净了他。
Jesus saved her from demons and cleansed her and helped her, and she really loved him dearly.
所以她很伤心，她在那边哭，在那边难过。
Her heart was broken, and she was crying in front of the tomb.
但我们发现，当她遇见了、经历了复活的主的时候，她的生命完全改变。
But when she experienced the living Christ, her life was changed.
她不再流泪。
She does not cry anymore.
她不再哀哭，不再伤痛。
She's not mourning anymore.
甚至她能够勇敢地站起来，接受主的差遣，主要她去告诉门徒，她已经复活了，已经升到父那边去了。玛利亚高高兴兴带着主的使命，她回去了。
When she experienced Christ, she was the first one sent to tell the good news of Christ.
我们看到玛利亚经历了复活的主。
We see that Mary experienced God's resurrection.
她整个生命完全被扭转。
Her life was turned around.
不再有眼泪。
There's no more tears.
只有喜乐。
All joy.
只有能力。
Only power.
同样，当我们再看这些门徒，在圣经里面描写他们都在一个地方，因着怕犹太人，门都关了。
And we see that the disciples were so scared that they locked all their doors.
所以你看到这些门徒的光景是如何？
You can see what state they're in.
他们里面充满害怕。
They were all
恐惧。
They were full of fear.
忧虑，担心。
They're worried.
为什么那么害怕，那么忧虑？
Why were they worried and afraid?
因为他们所倚靠的主死了，他们没有主可以倚靠。
Because the one that they depend on and trust is not there anymore.
他们为什么害怕？因为犹太人、罗马人要追杀他们，要抓他们。
Because they know the Jews will want to kill them.
假如你是门徒的，你会不会害怕？
If you were the disciples, would you be afraid?
你可能也会像门徒一样，关上门，大家聚在一起，壮胆壮胆。
Maybe we will all gather together and be all scared together.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们发现，当这些门徒经历遇见了复活的主，他们就怎么样了？
But when the disciples experienced the living,
在圣经怎么记载他们？
What did they do?
门徒看见主就什么？哈利路亚，喜乐了。
They saw Christ and was overjoyed.
他们本来是很害怕的，没有平安的。主两次的跟他们说：“愿你们平安，愿你们平安。”
Because they have lost peace, Christ came and said, "May peace be with you."
所以他们本来是害怕、担心。恐惧却变得充满平安跟喜乐。
They were afraid and worried, but then after they've seen Christ, they were peaceful and joy.
哇，平安喜乐何等宝贵！
Peace and joy is precious.
要不要我们一同来大声宣告说：平安、喜乐！再来一次，平安、喜乐
，peace and joy，
喜乐。今天复活的主在我们当中。或许你原来是很多的重担的，很多的担心的，很多的忧虑的，很多的眼泪，很多的泪水，很多的哀哭，你都可以讲得一箩筐的这些负面的情绪。但是今天主要让你充满什么？平安跟喜乐。哈利路亚。的确，当我们遇见这位复活的主，主会改变我们的生命。
When we experience him, we will be changed.
我真的很感谢神，我在香港中学的时候信主之前，其实我是真的是思虑烦扰，想好多的事情，想到个地步晚上都是失眠的。
When I was in high school, before I knew Christ, I would always worry and depressed and.
哇，我有高中三年的时间，我都没有办法晚上睡觉，三年失眠很痛苦。
Pastor Wong couldn't sleep at night, and he only gets 3 hours of sleep in high school.
可能 yes, 3 hours, right? Actually, 3年不能睡觉啊，可怜了，不是三小时而已，三年，哈利路亚。
He can sleep for 3 years.
每一天晚上都是失眠，用各样的方法叫去想睡觉都没有办法。
He tried his best, but he couldn't.
因为整个思想，哇，真是停不下来，为很多事情在想，思虑烦扰。才一个高中生就想到什么国家大事，看了这个马列毛选，整天想这些政治理论，看了李敖的书，就整天想台湾的问题，反正什么天文地理、政治、哲学、宗教，什么书都看，什么事情都在我头脑里面转来转去。
He was worried about all the politics, even though he was in high school. All these things happening in the world, all these things happening to himself, he was just worrying.
啊，我们在香港的这些学生，我们那段时间。其实是非常爱国的，大家都是对中国很有负担的，想怎么来救中国的。
That time Hong Kong students were very fired up to change, to revolutionize China.
感谢主，当我信了主之后，我才发现根本不需要解释什么什么的政治理论，福音是神的大能，能够救我们中国。哈利路亚。
But after I believe in Christ, I realized that the gospel is the cure.
但那段时间我真的很痛苦，没有信主，三年失眠。
But for those 3 years, it was painful.
但当我接待了耶稣，从那天晚上，我就从来没有失眠过。
And then from after I believed in Christ, from that day on, I had never lost my sleep.
当我们遇见复活的主，神能够让我们经历他的平安，他的喜乐，哈利路亚。
God let us experience His joy and His peace.
也就是当年门徒所经历的。
That's what the disciple experienced.
也是我们每一个基督徒所经历的。
And that's what we all should experience.
然后当中你是一个慕道的朋友，让你今天同样的来接待耶稣，你会经历到耶稣的大能。Hallelujah.
If you're still a non-believer, we hope that one day you will experience that power.
第三，我们同样要效法复活的主。
And the third is we need to imitate the living God.
让我们特别来看二十一节。
I will look at verse 21.
主耶稣对门徒说：“我怎么父怎么样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”
Christ said, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
我们特别注意“照样”这个字。
And we emphasize on
照样 in the same manner.
As in the same manner.
照样就表示说我们要效法。耶稣如何被父神差遣，我们也同样的被主来差遣。
That means we have to imitate how Christ was sent by God, the Father. We will have to be sent by Him.
主耶稣如何被天父差遣来到这个世界
？Christ was sent from the Father to this earth.
他如何被差遣来到这个世界
？How was He sent?
他放下了天上的荣耀、全能、尊贵，道成肉身。降卑在马槽。
He left all his riches and honor and power in heaven and came to this world.
然后他来到地上，不是做一个有钱人，也不是做一个王子。
He didn't bring all the riches with him. He was poor.
他被差来到这个地上是做一个木匠。
He was a carpenter.
甘愿贫穷，与人同情。
So he's willing to be poor.To be in our shoes.
所以他描写自己说，狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子没有枕头的地方。
He described himself as all the animals have a place to stay, but the son of man, the son of God, the son of man does not have a place to put his head to rest.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是否愿意效法耶稣的被差
？So are we willing to imitate Christ?
我们愿意真的放下这个世界，不贪爱这个世界。
That we will forsake all the things that the world can provide us.
我们愿意能够被主所差派来传扬主的福音，为主而活。
We're willing to walk in His will and to spread His gospel.
当门徒他们愿意接受主的差遣
，When the disciples were willing to be sent out,
主耶稣马上为他们做了一件事情。
And Christ did one thing immediately.
在圣经里面描写，说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
Jesus Christ breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
为什么耶稣要向他们吹气，让他们受圣灵？
Why did Christ need to breathe on them and give them the Holy Spirit?
因为他们愿意领受主的差遣，他们要去传福音。
Because they're willing to be sent out to spread the gospel.
不是靠他们自己的血气、自己的恩赐、自己的能力。
Not depending on their own flesh and blood.
耶稣知道这个大使命的成就要依靠圣灵的大能。
They know that the spreading of the gospel is depending on the power of God.
所以主耶稣向他们吹气，让他们受圣灵。
So, Christ breathed on them and sent them the Holy Spirit.
让他们预尝短暂圣灵临在充满的能力。
So they can, feel the feeling of having, Holy Spirit.
直到他们在五旬节，他们祷告等候到五旬节的时候，圣灵在长久的临在他们的身上，圣灵浇灌他们，充满他们。
Until the Pentecost, then they will recognize the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
因为他们需要得到圣灵的能力，去为主做见证。
Because they need the power of the Holy Spirit to bear witness to Christ.
今天我们愿意效法主的差遣。
Are we willing to imitate him?
当我们愿意接受主的差遣，同样主会把他的恩赐能力和浇灌在我们身上。
When we're willing, God will give us all his gifts and power so we can be sent out.
今天很多时候我们很羡慕很多圣灵的经历或圣灵的恩赐，特别哇，我们很喜欢去参加各样圣灵恩赐的特会。
We always admire those people with the power of God.
但千万不要忘了，圣灵的恩赐、圣灵的浇灌、圣灵的充满，是给那些愿意奉差遣去传福音的门徒。
But do not forget, these gifts and these powers are given to those who are willing to be sent out to spread the gospel.
这些恩赐能力不是给我们去炫耀自己，或者说去满足我们的好奇心。
All the gifts is not to fulfill our curiosity and not to be for ourselves.
就好像美国的这个 military 这个军队，他绝对不会把一个武器随便交在老百姓的手中的。
It's like the military will never give you their weapons.
除非你真的是被训练，你成为一个军队，然后才能够被差派出去接受这些武装的装备。
Unless you were trained to do so and be sent out in the battlefield.
所以。让我们像当年的门徒，我们愿意效法父，效法主耶稣如何被父所差遣，我们也愿意被耶稣来差遣。
So let us imitate Christ and be sent out.
我们也渴慕被圣灵来充满。
And we desire to have the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
好，让我们得的能力为主做见证。
So we have power to bear witness to Christ.
好吧，我们一同起立，我们一同祷告。
Let's all rise and pray.
Hallelujah, 赞美。哈利路亚，赞美你，哈利路亚。我们请宋牧师帮我们施洗，哈利路亚，赞美你，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美你，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主耶稣，赞美你，哈利路亚，赞美你，哈利，哈利路亚，赞美你，哈利路亚，赞美你。哦，主耶稣，我们再次站在你的面前，我们单单的仰望你。
Christ Jesus, we're here to seek your face.
主啊，你是复活的主。
You're the resurrected Lord.
主啊，你当年如何向抹大拉的玛利亚显现，向门徒显现
？How you've revealed yourself to Mary and your disciples.
主啊，今天早上，主啊，我们恳求你，也向我们每一个弟兄姊妹显现说话。
We ask that you reveal to each and every one of us and speak to
us. 哦，用你的话再次来光照我们。
And shine on us your word.
哦，苏醒我们的灵魂。
Revive our spirits.
安慰我们的心。
Comfort our hearts.
主啊，你看到我们弟兄姊妹当中，哦，有伤心的，有难过的，有伤痛的，有失望的。
You see this disappointment and sorrow in our hearts.
主啊，你还看到我们当中弟兄姊妹有为前途忧虑的，恐惧的。
And you see that some of us are worried about our future.
哦，主啊，今天早上你就临到他们当中。
I ask that you come to their lives.
让他们遇见复活的主。
So they can experience you.
经历你复活的大能。
They can experience the power of resurrection.
哦，就像当年的门徒，他们就从忧虑当中、哀伤当中变得平安喜乐。
Just like the disciples, where they were afraid, and you give them joy in their hearts.
主啊，你不但把平安喜乐赐给我们。
Besides all the peace and joy that you've given us.
主啊，你更要差遣我们，把大使命赐给我们。
Send us out to do your work.
主啊，我们真的愿意领受你的差遣。
We're willing to accept your invitation to send out.
主啊，因为你说父怎样的差遣我，我也照样的差遣你们。
Because you said, as the way Father sent you, you will send us.
主啊，我们愿意效法你的奉差。
We're willing to imitate you.
主啊，差遣我们。
Lord, send us out.
使用我们。
Use us.
哦，使我们能够让万民做你的门徒。
So we can spread the gospel and make the world be your husband.
哦，用我们能够拯救我们许多许多世上的同胞。
To save all the lost souls.
服侍许多世上的灵魂。
To save all the lost souls.
哦，让我们看到我们有这个福音的权柄。
We have the power of the salvation.
我们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免。
We will forgive those and you will forgive them.
我们留下谁的罪，不赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就不被赦免。
Whoever we do not forgive, you will not forgive them.
哦，这是福音赦罪的权柄。
This is the power of the gospel.
哦，让我们不要扣留你福音赦罪的权柄。
Do not let us hold this power to ourselves.
Oh, 让我们能把你的福音传出去。
We need to spread your good news.
人的罪就得到赦免。
And the people's sin will be forgiven.
Oh, 用我们。
Use us.
主，我们是何等的软弱。
We're weak.
我们是何等无用的器皿。
We're unworthy.
今天早上求你再次向我们吹气。
As that you blow that breath,
Hallelujah.
So all of the brothers and sisters here can be filled with the Holy Spirit. So we can be filled with power to bear witness to you. It's not by power, it's not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. Lord, Holy Spirit, we ask that you come and fill us. Comfort us. Help us, guide us. We're here to wait in front of you.
Oh, 就像当你的门徒，他们在马可楼上等候祷告。
Just like on the upper room, we are here to wait on your presence.
Oh, 他们恒切的祷告。
They were praying fervently.
圣灵就充满浇灌在他们当中。
Then the Holy Spirit filled the place.
Oh, 主，我们真的是迫切的来向你呼求，圣灵啊，来充满我们。
Lord, we're here to ask you
to
fill us.
你看到我们的软弱。
You see our weakness.
哦，你看到我们今天教会的光景。
You see the state of our church.
哦，来充满我们。
Lord, fill us.
哦，来浇灌我们。
Fill us.
哦，来兴起我们。
Revive us.
使用我们。
Use us.
哦，我们不再害怕。
We're no longer afraid.
哦，我们不再为自己而活。
We no longer live for ourselves.
哦，我们为你而活。
We live for you.
哦，因为你已经死而复活了。
Because you've died and rise.
哦，主啊，我们也要同样的哦，经历你复活的大能。
In the same way, we'll experience your resurrected power.
现在活着的不再是我。
Today, living not as myself.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ in me living.
赞美，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。在我们当中有没有慕道的朋友？你还没有。接待耶稣成为你生命的主，经历他复活生命的大能的。
Do we have anybody here who is seeking for his way in life and in truth?
假如你希望同样的如同玛利亚门徒一样经历主的大能。
If you're willing to accept Christ today,
能够经历神的喜乐平安。
To experience the joy and the peace that Christ can give you.
一个轻轻的在你座位举起你的右手。
We ask that you raise your hand up.
让耶稣进到你的生命里面。
So Christ can come into your life.
来改变你。
To change you.
哈利路亚，可以举起你的手来。哈利路亚，感谢主。哈利路亚。
Thank you.
后面感谢主，看见。哈利路亚，主要抹干你的眼泪。
God will wipe your tears.
让你的眼泪变成喜乐。
So your tears will be joyful tears.
你的忧虑变成平安。
Your sorrow becomes joy.
感谢主，哈利路亚！感谢主，哈利路亚！ 好，刚才举手的这位姐妹还有后面的弟兄都可以走到前面来。还有没有其他的朋友，你愿意经历到复活主的大能的，你可以往前面来。Hallelujah.
If you want to experience the power of the living God, we ask that you come forward.
Hallelujah. 我们当中基督徒，你愿意领受主的差遣，你愿意被主所使用，你更需要被圣灵充满的，有这样的弟兄姊妹，我们邀请你往前面来。
If you're a Christian and you're willing to be sent out and be filled with the God's power so you can go
and spread His word, 让我们每一位基督徒都被圣
灵 We ask that you come forward.
让我们得着能力胜过一切的软弱。Hallelujah.
So we'll be filled with God's strength to overcome all evil.
让我们弟兄姊妹，我们需要被圣灵充满，我们愿意被主所差遣，成为一个福音使者，我们愿意效法主的都能够到前面来。
If you're willing to be ambassadors for Christ and that you need the Holy Spirit to fill you, please come forward.
感谢主，哈利路亚，感谢主，哈利路亚，赞美你。
要请那个要信主的站在里面，你带他们做抉择。
好，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美你，哈利路亚，赞美你。好嘞，赞美你。我们请弟兄姊妹需要接受祷告的啊，到前面来。
我请梁牧师来带。Please come forward.
我们弟兄姊妹能够得着圣灵的充满，得着圣灵的大能，然后我带领布道友和黄坚带领他们做决心。
请到前面哈，站前面一点。后面这边可以再走过来，这里还有位置哈。可以走过来这里，我还有位置。耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。看到前面站着的这一群弟兄姐妹，他们心里是多么的渴慕，能够今天在这你复活的主日里面，被你再一次的被圣灵来充满。主啊，他们在信主的那一刻，圣灵你已经居住在他们里面了。耶稣，今天他们要跟你求的是求你圣灵外在的充满和浇灌哦，因为我们信主的那一刹那，圣灵你已经内住在我们里面，你已经在掌管我们每一天的生活。但是圣灵，我们每一个人都像已经配备好引擎的宾士汽车一样，我们还需要有这一把钥匙，我们的车子才能够跑得快，跑得平稳。耶稣，我就求你今天早上，求你像当年你复活的时候，你对门徒吹一口气，让他们领受圣灵。现在也求你让我的弟兄姐妹，他们能够你为他们吹一口气，他们就领受圣灵。我现在奉耶稣基督的名，我求圣灵你现在的大能就来充满他们，来浇灌他们哦。我想知道一下，我们当中有哪一些的弟兄姐妹你还从来没有被圣灵充满讲方言的，请举手。有多少人？好，就你们几位。好，好，没有问题哦。其他的弟兄姐妹，你们继续的就是在那里用方言祷告。我先带领我们当中的几位还没有被圣灵充满要讲方言的，好，讲方言。那你们会讲方言的，现在你们就开口用方言来祷告，圣灵就会充满你们，好，会继续浇灌。那我们在前面刚刚举手还没有被圣灵充满的我要告诉你们一个原则哈，就是你要讲方言的时候，你不能口中一直在讲我们会讲的话语哈。所以当我一祷告说求圣灵浇灌充满你们，你的口呢就要凭信心的就要张开口就要讲话，任何一个音就发出来，凭信心就讲。 因为我们的口如果不张开，我们永远没有办法讲方言。所以这样水龙头的水一张开就可以讲方言，所以你就是要凭信心的就大声的讲哈。 OK， 好，耶稣，我求你亲爱的圣灵，你现在就来触摸 Peter， 触摸月子，让他们口中讲出新方言。我奉耶稣基督的名，圣灵你来浇灌他，充满他们，开始讲方言，开始大声的讲，大声的讲，沙拉巴卡西亚哒哒哒哒哒哒，巴卡西亚哒哒哒哒，开口要开口，开口，奉耶稣基督的名，我捆绑所有一切的拦阻，所有一切以前的仇敌的拦阻，完全的释放，释放他们的舌头，沙拉啦啦啦啦啦啦，巴巴巴巴巴巴，大声 ，yes， 对对对，沙拉啦啦啦啦啦啦，巴卡西欧哒哒迪亚基利亚，昆巴哒迪亚基利亚，卡拉哒迪亚。圣灵，你大声、大声、大声的讲，呀，叙利亚，昆巴达迪亚基利亚，科山达达迪亚基利亚，谢拉达迪亚基利亚，昆巴达迪亚基利亚，科山达达达迪迪，你哒哒哒哒哒哒，就这样开始讲都没有关系，哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，然后圣灵就会继续继续，更深、更深、更深、更深、更深，谢拉啦啦啦啦 ，yes， 更深、更深、更深、更呀，圣灵已经在浇灌你们了。啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦，继续讲，继续讲，继续讲，继续讲，继续讲，圣灵已经充满你了，来继续讲，继续讲，圣灵大大大声，大声，大声，啦啦啦啦啦啦，圣灵继续的充满他们，大声，大声，大声，大声，大声，圣灵继续，继续，继续，继续，继续，继续，继续，继续。圣灵大声大声大声大声大声，继续继续继续继续继续讲，圣灵大声大声大声大声，什么 fire 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 fire， 更深更深更深 fire 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 fire， 圣灵的火，圣灵的火，圣灵的火 fire 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 fire， 不用担心，不用担心，好，圣灵自己触摸你们。沙拉迪亚基利亚，昆巴达迪亚基利亚，卡萨达啦啦啦啦啦，更深更深更深 ，fire fire 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 fire， 圣灵大大能，圣灵的大能 ，fire fire 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 fire， 更深更深更深，圣灵的大能 ，fire fire fire， 更深更深更深更深更深，圣灵的大能 ，fire fire fire， 圣灵更深更深更深更深更深更深更深。更深更深更深更深更深 more 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 power more power more power 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 power， 更深更深更深更深 more 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 more， 更深更深更深，圣灵的大能，圣灵的大能，更深更深更深更深更深， touch her touch her touch her touch her touch 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 touch，更深更深 touch touch touch， 更深更深的大能，更深更深更深， you can pray for them too， 更深更深更深更深， touch 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 touch， 更深的医治，更深更深， more power more power， 更深更深更深， healing power， touch her 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 touch touch touch，更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深，哦，复活的大能，复活的大能，复活的大能，复活的大能，更深更深更深更深更深的复活的大能，更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深的医治，更深的医治，更深的医治 ，more more more， 更深更深更深更深。更深的医治，更深圣灵，更深的医治 ，touch touch 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 touch， 更深的医治，圣灵更深更深更深更深更深的医治，更深更深更深更深更深的医治，更深的医治更深的医治，更深更深更深 ，more more more， 复活的大能，耶稣，你复活的大能，你今天就医治他，完全的医治，全然的医治，全然的医治。更深更深更深更深的医治，更深的医治，更深的医治 ，more more 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 more， 更深的医治，更深更深更深的医治，更深更深更深 更深的信心，更深的意志，更深更深更深更深更深 more 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 power 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 power， 奉耶稣基督小信的灵退去退去，小信的灵退去，更深的信心，更深的信心，更深的信心，更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深 more 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 more， 更深更深 touch 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 touch， revive his spirit， revive his spirit， 更深更深更深更深的浇灌，更深的浇灌，更深的浇灌，更深的浇灌，更深更深更深更深更深更深的浇灌，更深的浇灌，更深的浇灌，更深的浇灌，更深的浇灌，更深的浇灌，更深的浇灌，更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深的浇灌，更深的浇灌，更深更深更深更深的浇灌 ，more more 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 more， 主挪去他里面的忧伤，挪去他里面的忧伤，主你的喜乐充满他，你的喜乐充满他，你的喜乐充满他，更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深 ，yes。更深的浇灌，更深的浇灌，更深的浇灌 ，more more 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 more， 更深的 power， 更深的 power， 更深更深更深更深的 power， 更深更深更深更深更深更深更深更深的 power， 更深的 power。Shikiriya ko shikiriya ko shikiriya ko shanda， 耶稣你更深更深的浇灌他，更深的浇灌他，更深更深更深更深的浇灌，更深浇灌，更深更深更深更深更深。耶稣我们感谢你，我们赞美你，看到前面哦，你站出来的这一群你所宝贝的孩子们，他们今天再一次的愿意被你圣灵来充满来浇灌。耶稣我求你哦，大能再一次的更新的灵火焚烧在他们的里面哦，耶稣你的复兴的灵火再一次的焚烧在他们里面哦，耶稣你让他们每一天都要饥渴的来爱你，来寻求你的面，不只寻求你的手，而是寻求你的面哦，亲爱的圣灵，你现在复活的大能，更新的大能，复兴的大能，医治的大能，都再一次的临到我们前面有需要的弟兄姐妹，再一次的用圣灵的活水来滋润他们，再一次的用耶稣的爱来浇灌充满他们。特别在这复活的主日，我们感谢赞美你哦，耶稣谢谢你在2000多年前为着我们每一个人而牺牲而舍身流血哦，主啊，因着你的宝血，我们得以再一次的得着复兴，得着医治，得着释放哦，耶稣我们感谢你，我们赞美你，谢谢你祝福我们全教会，主我们谢谢你，奉耶稣基督的名宣告哦，我们的教会要成为一个得人如得鱼的教会，要成为一个充满着哦神迹奇事的教会，而且要是一个宣教的教会哦，主啊，从这里你要差派很多的宣教士在各处各方，主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你哦，谢谢你，这个教会也要成为心灵创伤者的避难所。主，我们谢谢你哦，当人来到这里，就见到耶稣自己在我们的当中哦。我们感谢你，我们赞美你，愿耶稣你出人意外的平安，你的喜乐，你的爱，大大的浇灌充满我们每一位。耶稣，我们祝福你，我们大声的来宣，来喊三声：哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚！我们谢谢耶稣哦，耶稣已经复活了哦，耶稣已经复活了，我们所有一切的难处已经都跟耶稣同埋葬，今天都同复活了。哦，现在活着的不再是我们，是耶稣基督在我们里面活着。我们旧事都已经过去了，我们都变成新造的人了。跟我一起喊：我是新造的人，我是新造的人了。旧事已过，都变成新的了。哈利路亚！赞美主，谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名 ，Amen Amen。好，神祝福你们，王牧师。
我那朋友的先生今天截肢。